come true. And may Christ's happiness be your throughout this festive season. This is your friend and shepherd, Pastor Derek. I love you and shalom, shalom. Enjoy your time and remember Christ is the reason for the season.
Attributes improved energy supply to power imports and increased water levels. President Hichilema challenges Zambians to invest in the private sector. And Ghana deports Israelis in retaliation for alleged mistreatment of Ghanaians. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Vice President Mutalina Lumango has attributed the recent improvement in the country's electricity supply to increase water levels in the Kafue River and continued power imports. Recently, the Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote announced that power supply has improved, with some areas now receiving up to 10 hours of electricity supply per day. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Mrs. Nalumango said the Kafue River has recorded increased water flows, enhancing power generation, while ongoing power imports have also contributed to stabilizing supply. Government is hoping that Lake Kariba will also record improved water levels so that the country can have sufficient energy, said Mrs. Nalumango. She was responding to Nkana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu, who asked what miracle had led to the sudden improvement in electricity supply after years of extended load shedding. Mrs. Nalumango stated that the country should expect more positive changes, saying some people may not understand the workings of God and the efforts of the UPND administration. She urged Zambians to remain hopeful, emphasizing the government is committed to delivering the development it promised.
There is more water today in the Kafue. Please check. That is the truth. I personally have gone and seen this part of the country. So Kafue right now is generating a little more. I have not been told about Kariba because I haven't even been there, but it is more of Kafue. It is our hope that Kariba will also increase its generation as the water level rises. Right. And colleagues, we have also been importing, and hard negotiations have been going on. This is what this government can do.
Build Zambia 2064 Chief Executive Officer Joseph Mushalika has urged Zambians to change their mindset regarding how they elect leaders. Dr. Mushalika said citizens must begin to question leaders based on their ideologies and development plans rather than on personal relationships or empty campaign promises. Speaking when he featured on Christian's Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Mshalika emphasized that politicians must be interrogated on the ideologies they intend to work with to advance development. Zambians must not be fooled by chitenges and t-shirts, but they should be more interested in the ideas aspiring leaders have for them, said Dr. Mshalika. He warned that the continued trend of electing leaders without vision will not benefit the country in any way. Dr. Mshalika has therefore called for a mindset change among citizens if the country is to progress.
Just coming to me and saying you are suffering, there is load shedding, without giving me an alternative, excuse me, you are not my candidate. Okay? Just coming to me and saying, hey, look, Zambia, we are still importing cooking oil, without giving me an alternative, you are out of my way. You have no reason to stand in a queue and give you a vote. I don't have a reason. And we must have a lot of Zambians who must tell politicians, I don't think I have a good reason from yourself to stand in a queue and vote for you. So we'll make our politicians start thinking that we are not here to be gathered and given t-shirts and you speak whatever nonsense you have and we clap for you and tomorrow we queue up. We are not available. And Zambians must actually say we are not available. We are not for sale.
President Hakainde Hichilema has underscored the importance of supporting and investing in local businesses as a means of strengthening the country's economy. Speaking during the 4th Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, in Lusaka today, President Hichilema urged citizens to take an active role in driving the growth of the local market by prioritizing Zambian enterprises. Mr. Hichilema further announced that Private Sector Day will soon be officially gazetted, not as a public holiday but as a working day dedicated to appreciating and promoting business activity. He encouraged Zambian entrepreneurs to fully participate in public-private partnerships, stressing that such opportunities are not reserved for foreign investors. The sector has been open for Zambians to take up business opportunities, said President Hichilema. President Hichilema also called on the nation to take advantage of opportunities available in the private sector, emphasizing the need to foster sustainable economic growth through job creation and the establishment of new business ventures.
You can't shrink your way to the top. You have to expand your way to the top. That's a very serious mindset, right? So, Zambians, please, we want to see more Zambian businesses involved in public-private partnerships. Give a longer-term project, contract 25 years, annuity income. Don't be scared of these things, because we don't want them to look like they are meant for foreigners only. Come into the public-private partnerships.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has warned government that introducing online passport applications, given the current performance of mobile service providers, may pose significant challenges. Yesterday, government announced the launch of the online passport application system, now integrated into the government service bus, GSB, and fully operational. Mr. Mianda says the continued network challenges experienced across the country may slow down the process even further compared to the previous physical application system. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Mianda stressed the need for mobile service providers to improve their network services to ensure the digital migration works effectively. This move is welcome, but limiting passport applications to online platforms will disadvantage people who are not technologically knowledgeable, especially in rural areas where access to technology remains a challenge, said Mr. Mianda. He added that government should maintain both physical and online application options to accommodate citizens who may not yet be familiar with the digital system. These passports must be accessible to every Zambian citizen who intends to travel for business or other purposes, whether or not they are able to use digital services, said Mr. Mianda.
We still have people who are not learned, and yet they still need these services. So if we seek ourselves to say, okay, we'll actually digitalize everything, especially on the acquisition of passports, which is a very important document, then it means that we are disadvantaged that are not learned. Okay, we are disadvantaging those that do not have the knowledge on the digitalization. So let us see how we can marry the two systems to make sure that, you know, everyone is catered for. Those that are educated and even those that are learned should actually benefit from the arrangement.
In African news, Ghana has deported three Israeli nationals who arrived in the country on Wednesday in what appears to be a tit-for-tat move over the alleged mistreatment of Ghanaian nationals at Ben Gurion International Airport in Israel. Seven Ghanaians, including four members of an official delegation attending a cybersecurity conference in Tel Aviv, were allegedly detained without explanation. They were released after 5 hours, while the three others were deported, according to Ghana, which condemns their humiliating treatment. Ghana's foreign ministry says a senior diplomat from the Israeli embassy in Accra was summoned over the incident, and both countries have agreed to resolve the row amicably. Coming up shortly, Germany accuses Russia of 2024 cyber attack and disinformation. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Germany has accused Russia of a cyber attack on air traffic control and attempted electoral interference and summoned the Russian ambassador.